The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
If you're listening here on Tony Curry Radio, we greatly appreciate it. If you're finding us on our podcast, of course, all the podcasts on TKR available on every major indice, and we're consistently in the top 10% of all podcasts countrywide. We're very, very proud of that. We have 18 different shows. Two of our favorite shows, A Mission Minded, which you just heard here on TKR, and now Bite by Bite, which is a show specific to the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. He's the CEO in the Heart of Alabama Food Bank's Michael Coleman joins us live down there in Montgomery. We're doing the show here on the 4th of July. It'd be hard not to mention that. So no matter when you're listening to this, happy Independence Day, and thank goodness for the freedom that we have and the freedom to help our fellow human beings through wonderful food banks from coast to coast. You talk about the importance not only of non-for-profits, but now with some of the cuts that you're going to directly be affected by through the big, beautiful bill, you also talk about the importance of looking at your financial model and making sure that, okay, this is about ready to happen. Are we either going to cut services or are we going to go find a different way to make these things fit? And that's what you wanted to talk about today. So go for it, man.
Yeah, it's just a process. I think that any responsible leader of an organization, and again, you could even say it's for profit as well, but primarily in the nonprofit space, you know, we have your funding streams that you look at. So if I was going to take over any nonprofit, the first thing I would say is, okay, where does our revenue come from? In our particular revenue, we have some government through the USDA to help distribute, store, and, you know, acquire and distribute food. So that's one revenue stream. Another revenue stream is from local donations, you know, corporate sponsorships, all those kind of things. That's another revenue stream. When our agencies, our community agencies come to us because we source it, and then they come get it from us and take it out to the communities, they pay what's called a service handling fee. And so they're not buying donated food. You can't sell donated food, but it's just a service fee so that we can get, depending on what that is, it's up to 18 cents a pound. Sure. And that helps us pay just for the cost of acquiring it and storing it and distributing it and all that. So when you have one of your main revenue streams, about 25 to 30% comes from the government, then you're like, and they announce cuts. Well, just I think anybody would recognize, okay, we're not going to have as much money coming in on that revenue stream. So the impact is either we have to replace that revenue stream with a different revenue stream, or we have to replace that lost revenue by increasing the streams that we have, mm-hmm. or if revenue can't be increased through either those two mechanisms, then we're going to have to cut services because the bottom line is it's got to match.
That's the last thing you want to do. Yeah.
The last thing, because we just did the Mount the Mill gap and our coverage area of 35 counties went from 256,000 food insecure to 269,000 food insecure. Wow. So this past year, 13,000 more people are added to our rolls.
That's a lot that are
wrestling with food insecurity. I mean, it's over 800,000 now in the state of Alabama, which is a state of 5,800,000 wrestle with food insecurity. So it's, you know, it just affects so many people. So that is a process by which, you know, we have engaged in. And one of the things that's really critical sometimes is this is where you have to think entrepreneurial. One of the things I've said many, many times is the challenge with nonprofits. You almost always hire somebody to lead a nonprofit who has the right heart and right spirit. But lots of times they don't have any business acumen. They don't have the business wherewithal. This is where hiring somebody with an entrepreneurial mindset can be very beneficial because they can look at things and say, okay, how do I monetize the assets that I have? So we're doing some of this, but I can give you some things that are possibilities that we're not. So if we have about 93,000 square feet of warehouse space, And some of that was being maximized. I mean, some parts of it were being maximized, but some of it wasn't. So let's say you reimagine space and you go, okay, well, let's get as tight as we can. Let's maximize what we can and free up as much space as possible. Then you say, okay, let's say we can move all, we have, in essence, four warehouses, five complexes. But let's say we could get rid of everything out of one whole warehouse. And let's say that one warehouse represents that space. And then you're like, okay, what can we now do with that space? Can we lease that space? Can we, use it in some way to generate revenue? Because if you lease that space to a business where they're storing items for them or other things, that's a stream of revenue you can count every month. At another nonprofit I was in, we actually owned property that we leased out, and we went through a rental company, but it was even a shopping center. And so there were a lot of individual, like a strip mall, and all that space was leased out to individuals who were running businesses. And so it was very profitable. Of course, you have to manage it. It's a headache because you have to do maintenance and everything else, but it was a revenue stream that netted us, probably $200,000 a year. If you say, look, there's not enough assets here. I have a very small place. I'm trying to do my mission. This cut from this person or from this, because it could be something instead of a government. It could be maybe you've got a couple of major donors who are stroking you, $25,000 checks, $50,000 checks, and you count on that every year. And maybe they just say, maybe they pass away, maybe they move away, maybe they just said they can't afford him or whatever. So you've got to look at your donor base and then say, okay, can I make up that difference in my donor base? And so then you have to then, if you can't diversify your revenue streams, then you have to look at how do I bring more people, number one, into my mission, and how do I get the average donor to increase what they're doing? Those are huge challenges in the nonprofit world that require lots of times outside the box thinking, a heavy focus on marketing. And that's where the old adage, it takes money to get money. Well, that's very true because, if I go, okay, well, I've got to promote myself more effectively, more efficiently. Well, that all costs money. Mm-hmm. You got to learn how to do it. You got to then carry through with it.
And I think you've done a great job of thinking outside the box, and your whole idea of it, sometimes it takes money to make money. There's the calculated risks at every time you do something like that, but you can look at past successes and say, listen, I think this is a good, and sometimes it goes, sometimes it doesn't, but you've been really good about thinking outside the box when it comes from non-for-profit. So I applaud your efforts. Hey, great stuff. Tell people how they can help you.
Yeah, I have a new campaign. I announced it on Mission Minded, $6 a month. And people say, well, that's nothing. That's a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
I had a gift card to Target yesterday. Someone gave it to me. It was in a basket that I did some speaking engagement. It was a $5 gift card. And my daughter's like, it's $5. I was like, oh, it's $5. She's like, are you going to use it? I'm like, I said, would you throw it away? It was a $5 bill. She's like, no. And I said, it's $5. It's sure. Yeah, absolutely. Right. So $6 doesn't sound like much, but it really is.
It's not. It's $6. That's right. Because of our vast donation system. And we actually produce, for every dollar that's brought in, we produce 5 meals. And so a $6 donation will provide a meal a month for somebody in our network. And so every time you sit down to eat for a whole month, you'll know somebody else is eating a meal. That's because awesome. You gave $6 a month. So you can go on our website, hafb.org, donate that $6 a month. Just become a recurring donor. You won't ever miss it. And it really help us further impact our community and make a difference.
Happy 4th of July, dear my friend. We'll catch up next week.
Love you, man. Appreciate
it. Bye, Bob.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.